Another gorgeous day today, fine and 21. It's 19 past 8 on Nova 937. And look, we admit fully that we are filthy pigs.
Yeah.
But I've had hypnosis and I've changed my ways. It's turning around. Mm. I'm a better person than
I used to be.
It's
still inconceivable that we could get changed by hypnosis. But we want to thank Linda at HypnoCare Hypnosis Clinic in Subiaco
She's
for
fabulous.
All of her help. Now, we urge you to go down there and see her for all your hypnotherapy needs.
Now, Susie, we cast the net wide in searching for somebody as equally piggy and as equally in need of help as we were.
And the biggest pig we could find was that of Susie.
Especially as it was contrasted against her ultra clean boyfriend. Hello, Susie.
Hello, how you going?
Hey, Susie,
you went off to hypnotherapy yesterday.
Yes.
How'd you go?
It was wonderful. I came out just feeling so good. Mm. Felt like a little girl skipping through a field of daisies.
Oh, lovely.
So wow. The daisies weren't rubbish.
They were.
So when you got home, did it have any effect on you?
Definitely. Like, I just was picking up after myself and things like that. So it was really good.
Okay.
So far, so good.
So, Susie, I think, Natalie, before you went, didn't you have an ultra clean before you went
so you could maintain it? Yes, I had cleaned my lounge room and my kitchen especially to within an inch of their lives. And I've maintained those very well. I haven't made an attack on the abomination that is the so-called office. So that's still very messy. But whatever was clean at the time is still clean
now. Because what seems to be happening is Natalie's maintaining the standard in which she went in there at. So, Susie, have you done...
I think I'm going to have to get Greg to clean all the really bad bits first.
Yes, sure. Yes. And then you can maintain it.
Yes. Now, could I borrow Greg?
Now, let's talk about Greg. When he got home yesterday, was his heart full of hope?
Yes. He couldn't have been happier if I had four boobs.
Oh, fantastic.
Susie even brought me flowers home.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And Susie didn't just chuck them on the floor.
No. See, this could be the real start for you two.
Susie, you know what? This still seems all hogswaddish to me. So what we're going to do is at the end of the week, we're going to speak to you and Greg, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to see how you're both going.
Now,
all right.
Susie, the photos you sent in did show the comparative between you and your boyfriend Greg's thing, but your car was also a pigsty. How's that going?
Well, I've got a story about the car because I emptied out the 42 Tupperware containers out of it when I got home.
Yes.
And forgot to put the handbrake on. And the car rolled across a main street in Scarborough.
Whoa.
And hit my neighbour's fence.
Susie.
And it was over. And now I can't open the boot of my car. She forgot to hypnotise me to not be an idiot.
Look, if you go back for that, give us a call.
Yeah.
I'll need to come.
Oh, Linda's good. I don't know if she's that good.
Susie, you're brilliant. We'll have a chat with you and Greg at the end of the week, okay, and see how you're going.
Okay, no worries.
Love it.
Good girl. Well, Susie's turned around, except now she can't open a boot.
Now, if you want to change your life like Susie, HypnoCare Hypnosis Clinic in Subiaco, call Linda and she can give you all your help.
Linda Milburn, her name is, and she's fabulous. It's 23 past 8 on Nova. Nathan.